just under 12 days until Christmas, and you know what that means.
What does it mean, Shannon?
Net neutrality is dead.
Oh.
Merry Christmas, motherfuckers.
Choo-choo.
I'm sad now.
Well, it is the season. It is 11. It's 11 days away from Christmas, and tonight we're not going to tell you what you need to watch this Christmas because we already blew it. But if you're going to watch anything, watch Gremlins, and I'm going to talk about that here in a minute because I'm very upset about that, by the way. I'll tell you why.
I mean, we can talk about Christmas movies next week.
Well, I'm going to talk about Gremlins tonight, though.
That's fine.
That's the rule. All right, Shannon Young, I'm your host tonight. I'm sitting here. Tonight's episode, by the way, is brought to you by LifeWater. When you need to drink to survive, but you can't afford alcohol, get LifeWater. It's infused with
water,
purified water, magnesium sulfate, and potassium bicarbonate. What's not to love about that?
Wait, is that really in that water?
That's what's in this water.
What?
Hey, it's a Pepsi product. Now I like it even more. Here tonight with me is, of course, Jesse Kimball down at the end of the table.
Hey, hey.
Lindsay Wolfgang to my right.
Hello.
And Mandy Vengeance Kennedy to the left, okay. Drawing up a Christmas tree.
Yes. And stuff.
Good material.
See, I added more to my Christmas tree, so she had to add to her Christmas tree.
I forgot to add. You were done, and then you took the card back. Get out.
I didn't even get to draw a Christmas tree, and I can't say what we're drawing on because they're listening. So,
well, it's not my fault you didn't think of this ahead.
I didn't think of it at all. This was Lindsay's idea. So,
for those of you who couldn't see, Lindsay popped the cheesiest grin.
So nuts to y'all. All right. So Christmas is coming, and I have a good friend of the show named Curtis Gertman. Did you hear about this fiasco?
Who is Curtis Gertman?
He was the second ring announcer for CCW.
Oh.
Before I took over and he left, and he is running a holiday movie tournament about what's the best Christmas movie. And you know what movie he left out of the tournament?
Gremlins? Was it Gremlins?
Gremlins. But you know what movie is in the tournament?
What's that?
Die Hard. How the fuck do you have Die Hard in your Christmas tournament and not Gremlins? They both take place during Christmas.
Yeah, because I mean that's the whole reason Die Hard is argued as a Christmas film, because it takes place during Christmas. It's not
a Christmas movie.
Yeah,
but it takes place during Christmas.
The same thing with Gremlins.
Right.
Yeah.
Gremlins is a straight up Christmas movie. There's presents. The fucking Gremlins go caroling. It don't get more Christmas than that. If Santa Claus himself showed up, does he? I think he might. I think the Gremlins may have killed him.
I think Hulk Hogan shows up at some point.
That's the second one.
Yeah. But anyway, so I'm a little upset that Gremlins isn't on that. And I've started a campaign. You can find it at justiceforgizmo.com. You can donate to the cause. I'm lying. That's not a website.
I'm going to see if that's actually a website, though.
Because
I want to know what you're sending people to.
I'll tell you what is a real website, and that is DMX in jail or not? That's a legitimate website you can go to check to see if DMX is in jail.
I had to get updated recently.
Yeah, because I think you went to jail.
Yeah,
Jesse, what's the internet say about Justice for Gizmo?
I just hit enter. Site can't be reached, so it probably does not exist.
Also, I posted something on Facebook today that said Donald Trump will be resigning in 2 weeks or he will be removed from office. That's my insider source. Ace Hawk has just messaged me and asked me, where did you get your inside info? Well, I'll tell you where. So I downloaded an extension to Chrome called Make Donald Trump Again.
Yeah.
And ever since I installed that, the motherfucker's been invincible no matter what happens. Well, I uninstalled it today. So my prediction is that within the next 2 weeks, Donald Trump will be impeached or he will resign from office. And if that happens, thank you, Jake. Jake taking care of the phone back there. If that happens, all you motherfuckers, bow down to Psychic Shannon. Because I've been right before.
I mean, like, at least
I was right about the Berlin Wall.
I mean, if that happens, I will buy you a steak dinner.
A lot of people have been saying that, except Derek Boxdorfer, who voted for the son of a bitch.
Oh.
Derek, I didn't know. And now I'm disappointed in you. Nah, kid.
I wonder if he actually listens to this show, then.
He does. Listens to all the shows. And I love Derek. He's a fantastic guy. I'm joking.
He listens to Nerd Up, because he's messaged me a couple of times about stuff.
Oh, he's a big PW fan. I think he listens to all of them. I think he's like Zane Laney. I think Zane and Derek are like the two mega fans of Podzilla 1985, and they're both
Kevin
amazing.
And Trevor?
Yeah, but Kevin...
It's actually neither of those listen to PWU, so...
And Kevin's disqualified because he's the
powers
the senior overlord. Trevor, I'll give credit to. Trevor is third place for super fans.
Yeah, he doesn't listen to PWU, though.
He's not a wrestling fan.
Right.
To be fair. So anyway. So it, I don't even know what we're talking about. Watch Gremlins. Yes. Yeah.
Just yeah, I mean, Gremlins is a fine Christmas film.
It's a fine film
it's
in general.
It's not my favorite Christmas film. But
what's your favorite Christmas movie?
Scrooged.
Agreed.
I do enjoy Scrooged.
Yeah. Mandy, you weren't here for last year because we hadn't done Podzilla After Dark. We did a whole episode about like our favorite Christmas movie. What's your favorite Christmas movie? And why is it the Happy
question,
Little Elves?
I know. Like, I'm trying to think of Christmas movies.
Is it Santa Dog?
Probably The Nightmare Santa Before Paws? Christmas. Oh, I love Santa Paws. I liked The Santa Claus for a long time with Tim Allen.
I also liked that movie as a kid.
I hate that movie.
I've never even seen it.
I have not watched that film since I was still in middle school.
You think that movie might not have aged well?
I think it might not have, yeah.
I like some of the animated stuff still.
Claymation.
Snow Miser one or whatever.
Without a Santa Claus. Yeah.
Do you love the Rankin Bass ones?
Yes.
Because I just watched the honest trailer for Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Oh, I want to watch it.
What a terrible fucking film.
Aww.
I mean, in fairness, he can make anything great seem awful.
Yeah, but like he made a lot of points that I thought of as a kid, but I never really voiced because who cares? But now he gave me, he's the voice of the voiceless. What's the moral of that story?
Don't be a freak.
The moral of that story is, is it's okay to be different as long as they can exploit your difference.
Pretty much, yeah.
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 The only reason.
Did he call the Island of Lost Toys the Island of Garbage Toys?
No, I forget what he said about the Island Toys. He did mention that, but it's absolutely true. The moral of that story is the only reason Rudolph was accepted was because they needed him. If they didn't need him, he would still be a leper. He would be a freak.
Oh, yeah.
Also, at what point in the poem, you know, the Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer poem, at what point did he go to the Island of Misfit Toys, meet an insane Yukon gold miner, and fight like a dragon?
Like Yukon
or whatever.
Jack.
I'm just saying, I don't remember that in the poem.
So what? They had to flesh it out a little bit. They needed to get 30 minutes.
Is it only 30 minutes?
Yes.
That is a fucking acid trip thing, because that felt like an eternity.
That movie does seem much longer than 30 minutes.
It was so cute. And the train was square wheels.
And the elf, that, as they said it.
I want to be a dentist.
Which dentist in that movie is code for gay. That's what it said in the trailer.
Wait a minute.
And then they immediately cut to a part where he says, open your mouth.
Lindsay almost had a spit take.
She did. She did. Anyway, before we talk about, we're going to talk about Disney tonight, and we're going to talk about Marvel, because Disney and Marvel now, well, Disney owns Fox now, for the most part. Not everything. Before we do that, though, we do have some sad news, and that is that the net neutrality vote happened today, and that we lost.
Yeah.
We lost this round.
We kind of knew it was coming for a while.
Voted, 3-2, completely down party lines.
Yep.
All Republicans voted yes. All Democrats voted no.
Yeah. No, yeah. And
good job, Republicans. You think you pulled one over on us, and now when you can't go to your underground, like, child porn sites, because, you know, a lot of them do that, Roy Moore, then and you have to pay extra to look at the little kids having sex, then you're going to feel crunchy.
But I keep reading, like, it has to go through Congress and stuff.
Well, basically, basically,
who's in charge of Congress?
It's got to go through the courts. Yeah. Like, we actually have to take it through the, yeah. There's more process to it. It's not, like, all said and done yet.
Okay.
But,
This is basically Empire Strikes Back.
Gotcha.
We got dealt a heavy blow. And
because as of right now,
will Lando Calrissian save us?
Technically, it's been, net neutrality has, in fact, been repealed. But it's going to go through the courts before they really have time to do anything with it.
Okay. Yeah.
So, or hopefully, it would actually be awesome if someone like Comcast decided to just flip the fuck you switch.
Yeah.
And just like started showing everybody like, all right, guys, these are our new internet packages. You have until the end of the week to decide which one you want, where you'll have the basic package, dial up. then you'll have the social media package. You'll be able to get on Facebook and Twitter. And then you'll have the streaming package. So you can actually visit Hulu and Netflix. If that happens, then everybody, including Congress, would be able to galvanize against it because, like, oh, That's what that means.
We could have another EA Bungie situation where they roll out these terrible ideas and everybody rebels against it and they go, oh, we were just kidding. No, you know, I hit the wrong button.
Guys, wait, we didn't know it upset you that much. I'm sorry.
I feel like Comcast would be the ones to do that shit, too.
Oh, absolutely.
They would say, we thought, no, guys, please don't be mad. Yeah. We thought we could get away with it.
Yeah. April Fools.
I never meant for you guys to find out.
We thought that we could make so much more money off of you.
Yeah.
capitalism.
So it's not necessarily a given that they're going to do these evil things that everyone's saying they're going to do.
But it, like, opens the door for it.
It lets them. Yeah, that's the thing. It's like they a lot of them have said straight out, this will not happen. The internet remains free. Like, these terrible things that could happen, they're not going to happen. You have nothing to worry about. That's been the line. That was the line today.
Because what a lot of people seem to be forgetting is before these net neutrality laws were in place, Comcast was going to charge Netflix more. In order to use their, like, in order to stream from their network.
Well, the bad thing is, like, so these were Obama era, neutrality laws. And for the most part, during the Obama era, before Obama went to the office, we still lived in Illinois. And we had awful satellite internet. So we didn't even know what high speed really was. So, like, a lot of people are going, oh, well, they may remember how bad it was before the protection laws went in. I don't. Like, this is new territory
Honestly,
for me.
It wasn't. It was fine. Basically, there were rumblings, like Comcast talking about charging Netflix extra to be available on their service. Basically, like, Comcast wasn't going to allow its customers to use Netflix unless Netflix shelled out extra money, because Netflix made up a significant portion of their bandwidth. So, yeah, like, once, you know, those kind of stirrings happened, people started seeing, like, oh no, ISPs could absolutely do this. We need to fix this.
And that was before Netflix had an original series.
You know? Yeah, I mean, that was back in, like, 2014.
Yeah, that was back when I first... Was that 2014?
Yeah.
Is that when Netflix came out? I was just trying to remember.
No, Netflix has been out for a long... You know, at one point, Netflix was by mail.
That's true.
Uh-huh.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
I was a Netflix subscriber back when...
You'd watch one, and you'd mail it back, they mailed you another one. Yep. And you had, like, your little, like, wait list of what you wanted, and if the next one you wanted wasn't available, they'd go to the next one.
I never used it. I was trying to think when I first got it.
We couldn't use it because we lived in Illinois, and then we moved to Cape Girardeau. We had a P.O. box.
Before we had a P.O. box, and that was the problem.
Now we could deliver, so we did that. But by the time we started doing that, they started streaming. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And we're like, well, son of a bitch, this is the most convenient thing ever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I drive by Blockbuster, and there'd be guys out front with, like, little cans. I said, please, asking for money.
Well, I mean, Blockbuster did have their answer to that program.
I was in that program.
Yeah.
I was.
I remember that because it was insane. You could have so many movies.
And you could just literally go get a movie, take it home, watch it, take it back, grab another movie, and at no cost.
Well, not only that, you could have 5 movies out at a time. Like, you would order 5 movies from Blockbuster's website. You take those 5 movies back to your local Blockbuster. You could pick out 5 more movies at Blockbuster, and then they would mail you the next 5 movies on your list. So you could theoretically have 10 movies in your possession.
It makes you sometimes wonder how Blockbuster went out of business. I enjoyed Blockbuster, personally.
And, yeah, I mean, it was also cheap. It was like $15 a month or something
that. Does it scare you to know that in, like, 10 years, there's going to be teenagers that have no idea what Blockbuster was?
Uh-huh.
My uncle used to run a Blockbuster. We got a bunch of free movies, though, when they were closing down.
Sarah's friend John Massey was manager of Blockbuster, if I remember correctly.
At the very least, he was an employee.
I do remember when Blockbuster went out of business, we went on a tear, Lindsay. We went in there and bought so many films that we never watched.
VHS? I still remember.
VHS?
Like, yeah.
You bought VHSs. Are you saying you bought the movie VHS? Which is it?
No, you know which one it is.
I'm just saying, that's like when I bought VHSs was when Blockbuster was that. I'm also younger than you. I don't know. I don't
get it. It's the same time period, though.
I think what she's saying is a long time ago, whenever she bought her VHSs, she purchased them from Blockbuster.
She made a sound was that Blockbuster was going out of business, she was buying VHSs. And because she's younger than me, that's somehow relevant. That's not relevant at all.
That's also what it sounded like, but I managed to piece it together.
I'm glad you clarified that for me.
I don't even know anymore. I feel so judged right now.
Because, I think at the end they didn't have...
Bob didn't let go either of VHSs.
Do what?
Bob never let go of VHSs until I forced him to get DVD. He refused. He loved VHS.
I mean, I still have some that I haven't been able to find on DVD.
But that's why you have them, is because you can't find them on DVD.
Yes.
Because who actually enjoys the inconvenience of a VHS?
True.
It's the most inconvenient thing in the world.
It wasn't that bad once you got like the separate
rewinder.
Because then you can just move on to your next one while the other one's being noisy and rewinding during your preview.
Please be kind and rewind. That was the Blockbuster thing.
Nothing more fun than grabbing a movie like, oh, let's watch this, and then seeing it half watched and go, God damn it.
I know.
Time to hit the rewind. This will be about 5 minutes.
Yeah, it took so long to rewind a VHS.
Yeah.
Like, unless you had that attack, because like that was revolutionary.
Yeah.
Whenever we got one of those things at home, and because they even advertised rewind your VHS in a minute.
Yeah.
What?
Jesse, what was your favorite part of VHSs? Having to wait for it to rewind or not being able to pick specific parts of the movie to go to?
I think my favorite part of VHSs was after they got a little old. They started getting those static lines. You actually had to you had to adjust the tracking on it.
Which you can't do on the later VCRs because they didn't have the button, which is why.
Because it had auto tracking.
My favorite tape that I watched from a child, now if I pop it in, it plays in black and white, even though it wasn't recorded in black and white.
So you got the noir filter, is what it is.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
I remember that
terrible.
That auto tracking feature. That was my favorite new feature to come out. Because if it couldn't get it to work, then it would just rip the tape apart and just start spitting it out the front of the VCR.
But you could record with VHSs.
That's true.
Yes.
And I did. A lot.
I learned to program the VCR because I wanted to tape stuff.
Yeah, to record Sailor Moon all the time if you weren't home from school yet.
Same.
Yep.
I also
because
did
I would miss the first to 15 minutes because I had to ride the stupid bus.
Yep. In fact, every Christmas, this was one of my Christmas traditions, was I would take all the Sailor Moon that I videotaped, and leading up to Christmas, I would just lay down in my room and watch season one up to season, two, because that was as far as they went back then. And I just watch it every Christmas.
Yep.
Commercials and all. Remember the commercial where Batman is at his computer? It's old Batman from Batman Beyond, and Pikachu dances on his head. You remember that commercial?
Oh, yeah.
Had that one. That was a good
one. Just had some really weird cuts where the few occasions where I was home, I would pause it so that I wouldn't have all the commercials.
I
just remember there's one cutoff where it ends at a PlayStation commercial. So it just goes PlayStation, and then it cuts into the little like preview thing beforehand of Sailor Mars doing her attack.
Yeah.
So the cut on it just goes PlayStation, IGNITE!
That's
and it just
awesome.
Cracks me up.
I miss Moltar on Toonami.
Yes.
Which one was Moltar?
The original one. The dude from
Space
Ghost.
From Space Ghost.
Oh.
Before Tom and Tom 2.5 and Tom 900.
I remember Moltar.
Tom was okay.
Hold on to your
The original Tom was all right.
Yeah, and I gave up on the rest of them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Moltar was awesome.
There was nothing more fun than being a Sailor Moon fan as a boy back then. This is before it was okay to be, like, flamboyant. Back then, you had to hide it. So I couldn't be flamboyant in public. So I would go in my room and dress up like them and...
Yeah, I mean, it was kind of the like when me and my little brother listened to Backstreet Boys and we actually liked Backstreet Boys and NSYNC.
And you had to turn it off and put on like DMX when someone walked in the room.
Like, yeah, what?
What the fuck you want?
What? I mean, like, I say this, like, whenever those bands are popular, I was like 13.
Yeah.
So, yeah, like, it was a big deal for me then. Later I found out like every person liked NSYNC and Backstreet Boys because it was it was catchy.
They liked NSYNC.
Aw. Backstreet Boys had a couple of good songs.
Hey, Backstreet's back.
Uh-huh.
That's it.
That's all.
I like Larger Than Life.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
I was trying to think of a song other than Backstreet's Back, and I couldn't do it.
The one that's like, it's tearing up my heart.
That's NSYNC. That was their like first single.
Well, I'll see you guys later. I don't know. I listened to Aaron Carter. I didn't listen to them.
Oh, man, he's already turning red.
Yeah. Why'd you point it out?
Just put another layer on. God.
You're in a coat. Don't even. If you're in a coat, you imagine how cold
he
I am.
He just really likes that coat.
He really likes that coat.
What kind of blanket
is it?
Sora
from Kingdom Hearts.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah.
Yes.
You know, this is going to be one of those shows where we just jump from topic to topic.
Mm-hmm. But they're the fun ones.
So I saw that they're putting out, did you see they're putting out the Street Fighter collection next year?
No.
Did you see it, Mandy?
Nope.
12 games in one collection.
Oh, wow.
Jesus.
12 Street Fighter games.
Yep. 7 Street Fighter 3 games.
That's what I was going to say. Of the 4 12,
Street Fighter 2 games.
The 12 games, they never get above Street Fighter 3.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
No, I absolutely believe that.
Because it's Street Fighter, Street Fighter 2, Street Fighter 2 Championship Edition, Street Fighter 2 Hyper Fighting, Super Street Fighter 2, like Street Fighter 3.
Super Street Fighter 2 Tournament Edition.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and the reason I thought of that is because I saw Sora there, and I'm like, well, Kingdom Hearts and Street Fighter have a lot in common. Neither of them could get to the goddamn number three for like 20 years.
Oh, I'm crying.
That's really true.
And we still haven't gotten Kingdom Hearts 3.
I know, right?
Trust me, I know. I'm in a rage.
Now we're up to
constantly.
Street Fighter 5.
Yeah, and it's still Kingdom Hearts 2.8.
And they keep sucking out my money because that's what I do.
They're just going to keep remastering the old ones.
Fuck it, right?
And Manny's going to keep buying them.
Put it in VR and I'll definitely buy it.
Dalton buys them too.
Yeah.
I just bought all four pop figures. Well, I guess five. So I have Halloween Sora, Sora, Hikari, Riku, and Heartless. On top of having two Donalds, Goofy, Pete, and Mickey.
We just have Donald, Chip, and Dale. And did you buy Mickey?
I bought Mickey.
Okay.
We just need Goofy and Pete. I don't like that there's two Rikus in the Kingdom Hearts universe. There's Riku from the game, mm-hmm. and then there's Riku from Final Fantasy. The girl.
Oh.
The one that wears a bikini.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's going to get confusing.
Yeah.
Well, one's a girl in a bikini. And the other's just a dude with silver hair who kind of looks like a girl.
Oh, yeah.
Speaking of Disney...
Whoa.
Yeah,
some big news came out of Disney today.
Boy, did it!
Big
finally,
news. I wouldn't. No, I'm just kidding.
Donald Duck was arrested. What? I was going to make a Donald Duck joke
for not wearing pants
for
being
sexual
racist.
Harassment. He went full Donald Duck, and they finally called him on it.
Which is funny because then like Mickey wears pants but no shirt. Together, they
well, if you
make,
had those
like,
abs
entire...
like Mickey, wouldn't you?
Together they make a full outfit.
I don't like to think of the. I don't know the right word for it, but the oddities in animation. Mickey wears pants but no shirt. Donald wears a shirt but no pants.
They reversed it with Minnie and Daisy. If you go back to the old ones, Daisy wears a shirt, Minnie wears a skirt.
That's true.
Buster Bunny wears no pants, but Babs Bunny wears a skirt.
She wears full clothes.
Skirt and underwear.
Buster's the bomb.
But Buster doesn't. Like, that always bothered me. Garfield talks, but Odie doesn't. But Garfield doesn't, actually. But he sort of does. I don't get it.
Yeah.
Cartoons are weird. I don't like them. I like real shows.
I like cartoons.
I know you do. I know you do. That's why we're excited about Disney.
Yes.
Because they bought Fox.
Yay.
They bought most
20th Century Fox.
Yeah.
The good news is they now have access to X-Men again.
X-Men.
And Fantastic Four.
Less important.
Doctor Doom.
I won't take him over X-Men.
I'm not going to take him over X-Men either, but I will say I am almost as excited for Doctor Doom being in the MCU as I am for X-Men.
I'm really hoping that they're looking at Infinite War? Is that what it's called? Infinity Wars. That they're looking at Infinity War going like, so is it too late to shoehorn all the X-Men into it somehow? Like, can we go back and put some more characters in this place?
I mean, isn't it a multi-parter too?
Yeah, but it would be kind of odd that they have never, ever referenced the X-Men ever before, and like, now they're suddenly there.
Yeah.
I imagine we're going to get something
out of
it.
We've been busy.
Yeah.
Like, they did Spider-Man pretty good, you know?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But Spider-Man's also one kid who just showed up.
Yeah.
Will all of the X-Men just show up?
I bet we're going to get the classic team, five.
Angel, Cyclops, Iceman,
Jean,
and Beast.
Yep. I imagine we're going to get the first class.
And Wolverine.
You
think they're going to do it without Wolverine?
I mean, it's their chance to get somebody else to be Wolverine.
Well, all of them. And that's
Disney. I know you guys are listening because you got to keep checking to make sure we're not, you know, doing too much copyright infringement.
Hold on, I got you. I'll get their attention real quick. All right, we're good.
Tom Hardy. I suggest Tom Hardy
but
for
he's
the role
Venom.
Of Wolverine.
He's Venom.
Maybe not anymore.
Oh, shit. Yeah, I guess so. What's going to happen to Phoenix? Like the new movie coming out.
I'm sure it's still going to release because it's already in post, but it will probably be like once The Gifted is done and New Mutants comes out.
I'm sure within the contracts, they've probably got like a cutoff date for.
Because I'm sure these movies will all still exist. New Mutants will come out. The Phoenix will come out. Deadpool 2 will come out. And The Gifted will finish season 1. And then that's going to be it. I would guess. That would be what I imagine Disney does. I don't think they're just going to stop all these things midway through.
I kind of hope that they keep the actors that they've got for the movies now, though, because I really like Sophie Howard as Jean Grey.
Yeah.
She's a great Jean Grey.
I did like her.
Like, who is Jean Grey?
Is it Sophie Howard?
Mm-mm.
Sophie Turner.
Yep.
Thank you, Jake.
I know the face. I don't know
Jake
names.
Playing Borderlands with the save.
Who's Sophie Howard? I don't know.
I'm looking it up. That's a person, probably.
But I was just waiting because I know you're Mr. Movie Man. I figured you'd catch it in a second.
It didn't sound right to me, but also, like, I don't watch Game of Thrones, so that's one that I'm not aware of. But I thought she was a good Jean Grey. Quicksilver. I hope they... Oh, that's a problem.
Because they never technically called him...
Pietro?
Pietro.
I mean, well, yeah, it's because that was how they got away with it.
Yeah. It's a new Quicksilver.
Yeah.
But they definitely have a goddamn Scarlet Witch.
Yeah.
Maybe combine them. But, also, well, now they Sophie can Howard call, is a former English glamour model.
They can actually call her Wanda.
Well, no, they were calling her
were
Wanda.
They weren't calling her Scarlet Witch.
Yes.
Okay.
Because
did they call her Scarlet Witch?
No, Scarlet Witch and Quicksilver were the mutant names that Fox had property over.
Yeah.
But Wanda and Pietro,
and
they
still
kind
of cheated, but in his little nod at his little sister, Wanda. But
yes.
They,
wait, okay,
they
so,
cheated just slightly.
So they didn't call him Scarlet Witch or Quicksilver in the movies.
Right. And they, yeah, the MCU movies, they never did.
It was Quicksilver in the Fox movie.
Yes.
But he was also,
they
was
never
Peter?
Said his name.
They called him Pete.
Pete,
yeah.
Rather than Pietro.
Okay. That was always one of the weirdest things when they had Quicksilver, because that's such a weird character to like fight for. We want two versions of these. Are they that important to the story?
Well, I mean, like, Quicksilver and Scarlet Witch were never X-Men. Well, I mean, okay, that's not true. They weren't never X-Men. They were
Avengers.
They were Avengers before they were X-Men.
Yeah.
Right.
Like, right. They've been on X-Men teams, but I don't think they've ever actually, because they are mutants, obviously.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, they were in the Brotherhood, and then they joined the Avengers. So, yeah.
So maybe we can put that Scarlet Witch with this Quicksilver, and now we have, but they're not related, but maybe they could be.
Maybe they could still
honestly,
tie in the whole Magneto
thing. I really doubt
thing.
That we're going to get any amount of tie-in at all from the previous existing
they're
Fox
just gonna
universe.
They're going
to
wreck on it.
Yeah.
I wondered about that, because like with Amazing Spider-Man, when they decided to put Spider-Man in the new movies, they could have just taken
Andrew Garfield
and put him in the new one and let his story have been the lead up to it. And instead, they just completely retconned and went with Tom Holland.
Holland.
Who's a great Spider-Man, I guess.
Yes.
I still not watched the movie.
Yeah, no, it's pretty fantastic. I really, I mean,
is
you
it
saw him in Civil
amazing?
War.
Amazing?
I would say yes. Because, I mean, you saw him in Civil War, so you know he does great.
Yeah, he was really good.
Yeah, even like in the short amount of time we got
him
in that movie.
I loved his scenes in it.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it was
his
just great.
His scenes in Civil War were 1,000 times better than Amazing Spider-Man 2.
Yeah.
Which was a terrible movie. Terrible, Jesse.
I feel like you're trying to get me to bite at something. And I'm not going to.
I really hated that movie.
I know you did.
I don't even remember it.
You hated it almost as much as I hate Spider-Man 3.
I don't know. That's a pretty strong hate.
Because, boy, did I hate Spider-Man 3.
We had our fight about that. And now we don't have to worry about it because it's the new Spider-Man. Mandy,
oh, yeah,
your favorite
and we
Spider-Man?
All agree is awesome.
I don't really watch any Spider-Man.
Oh, okay.
You saw Homecoming, though, didn't
no.
you?
No.
Oh, that's right.
I haven't watched it yet either.
I did like that Spider-Man in...
Avengers.
The Avengers.
So when we have,
so I probably would like. I wanted to watch it. You guys went when I couldn't go, and then I just never went.
Wait, did you not watch the old Spider-Mans either?
I think I've seen one, but I just never really cared for the characters, so I didn't bother to watch it.
Oh god, when I was a kid, Spider-Man, like even before X-Men, Spider-Man was my favorite.
Like
I just loved his outfit mostly. That was what drew me to him.
I saw the one with the chick
McGuire.
From Easy A.
Oh, Amazing Spider-Man!
Amazing
yeah,
Spider-Man,
I've seen that one.
Did you see part
and
two of that?
Okay.
She died.
Fuck if I know. Oh, yeah. Like, she falls.
They snapped her neck, yeah.
Yeah, that was creepy. I've seen that one. That's the one I saw.
But you haven't seen
okay.
any of the Raimi trilogy?
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
That's sad, because one was good, two was great.
I really liked
three
2.
Was regrettable.
Three
to
was
a
so
point,
bad. That
it was,
I,
it was like, okay, and then it went downhill real fast.
There were parts of three I still like.
Yeah.
Three like, was so bad, it made me dislike the first two.
Aww.
That's how I felt about Amazing Spider-Man 2. Like, it made me retroactively dislike the first one.
Yep.
I just, something about, like, I get why you dislike three. I can pinpoint it.
Yeah.
Like, there was a lot of parts that made me go, that was bad. I can't exactly pinpoint why I disliked part two of Amazing so much, but I disliked it. You know? There's just something about the way he portrayed the character. I hated Jamie Foxx as Electro. Even though I like Jamie Foxx, I hated him as Dr. Electro Hatton. You know?
Yeah, I mean, it was definitely a weird choice. Like, for sure.
Yeah.
It was a really weird choice. But, like, I allowed myself to enjoy that. Even though it was such a significant departure from the character of Electro.
I hated Green Goblin.
They went the route of too many villains.
Yeah, that's always a problem for those
movies. Yeah, Little Creepy Harry was weird.
Yeah.
Which is, I like him in everything else I've seen him in. I loved, did you see, Mandy, did you see Chronicle?
Nope.
Fuck. Did you see Valerian? And the planet, a city of 1,000 planets?
No, I want to see that.
It was
He's
pretty.
In that too. He's the main dude. I like him in all of his roles, but I hated him as Green Goblin. Cause they had Chris Cooper.
Yeah.
And they just killed him off in the beginning.
Yeah.
Fuck you.
Yeah, no, there were a lot of interesting decisions they decided to make in that one. I don't entirely get it, but either way, it doesn't matter because now we have Tom Holland And holy crap.
He's a really good
Spider-Man. Spider-Man Homecoming is so good. All right. So we were planning on doing something on Christmas Day anyway.
And Aunt May.
Huh?
Marissa Tomei is Aunt May.
Oh, yeah. Marissa.
We've talked about that before because everyone says she's too young. She's like 50.
Yeah.
It's Aunt May, not Granny May.
Yeah, I mean, granted,
yeah, but they're just used to the little old gray-haired lady.
Because in the comics, she's always had gray hair. But at the same time, like, you know, who says she always has to have gray hair?
Yeah.
Right. She dyed it. Because, yeah, Marissa Tomei is like, yeah, I think she's like 53 or something like that.
And
like,
gorgeous.
Yeah.
Absolutely gorgeous. I'm not saying Sally Field's not gorgeous, but Marissa Tomei is really gorgeous.
She is aging like a fine wine.
Yes. As opposed to, say, me, who's aging like a fine sock left out in the sun.
What? And in rainbow.
He's getting older and crustier, is the joke.
Crusty the clown, everybody. Jesse, let me tell you about my brand new expensive suit, my sexual harassment suit. And here to help me with that is Miss No Means No.
Hi.
I think you should just stick with Amy.
In this climate. So if they redo the X-Men, do you think they'll keep any of the actors? Or do you think they're just going to completely
I imagine it? Just to completely move past it, they're want to separate themselves entirely from it.
That makes me
Which
sad.
Which stinks, because some of them are so good coming
yeah.
back
yeah.
in.
Like, Sophie Turner was, I agree, she was an awesome as Jean Grey. Michael Fassbender is definition Magneto.
Oh. Yes.
You know what? I was thinking about the younger guys. I didn't even think about Michael Fassbender. Mm.
They really should just Magneto. Keep him on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because holy crap.
Worth it. Uh-huh. So worth it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
They'll probably
you
get
just,
Tom
You just
Hanks.
Got that entire, like, presence.
Tom Hanks as Magneto.
No.
No.
I love okay. Tom Hanks, but no.
Well, yeah, James McAvoy as Professor X is
I'd really like
not
solid.
Terrible. Yeah.
I like,
he was definitely, he's really, really good as young Xavier.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I think, like, you know, the bald Xavier we got in the last movie looked okay.
It was odd.
But it was a little odd.
The unfortunate part is the greatest actor to ever portray Patrick Stewart has already portrayed him and is now too old. Yeah.
Yeah. He's perfect.
Patrick Stewart, like, I remember when I was a kid, you remember the old, like, GamePro magazines?
Mm. Yeah.
They had they may make an X-Men movie someday. Who would you get to play who? And it was Patrick Stewart as Professor X. And
that's the obvious answer.
Yeah. That was obvious. But now that's no longer really an option unless they want Professor X to be 70. Yeah. Which he could be. Like, he is older.
And I mean, granted, like, Patrick Stewart is, like, 70-something. but he doesn't look much older than like late 50s.
He also aged like a fine wine.
Yes.
Yeah. He stopped aging years ago.
As opposed to like Ian McKellen, who I love.
He found that Fountain of Youth somewhere.
Seriously. Mm-hmm.
I hated Ian McKellen as Magneto.
I did too. Like, he is a phenomenal actor.
Wonderful
and
actor.
And he did great in the role, but he is just not Magneto.
No.
Magneto is not like
you don't get that
small
presence
old
of
man.
Fear.
Yeah. Yeah. Like he was great at being intelligent. And, like, coming across, like, he had kind of the personality.
Because Ian McKellen is great at, like, conveying intimidation, but despite his frame.
But he's just, because I remember Magneto from the comics being this buff fucking, just giant barrel chest.
Always has been, yeah.
He doesn't have to speak to be intimidating.
Right. Mm-hmm. I liked Ian McKellen in Days of Future Past because he was the older, frail Magneto who regretted the war. Like, that was a great portrayal.
That was,
but
I really liked that movie.
Other than that, no. I never liked him as Magneto.
But Michael Fassbender is Magneto.
Uh-huh.
Love him so much. Yeah.
So if we have to get rid of Michael Fassbender, who do you put as Magneto?
I can't even begin to. I really can't think of anyone I would portray as Magneto.
You?
I really can't. No. I mean, I'd love to be Magneto. I hated Magneto as a kid. I thought he was the worst villain. Oh, he controls metal? That's so fucking lame. And then as I got older, I realized, you know what metal's in?
Everything.
All right, I got one for you. John Hamm.
Oh, gorgeous. But is he intimidating enough?
I think he can be.
Plus, he's a little too young.
Well, Ryan Reynolds, he can apparently do everything else.
Also, he's already Deadpool.
Also too young. I feel like you need a guy in his 60s or something. That's like right. Like Bruce Willis, but not Bruce Willis.
Yeah.
Because I hate Bruce Willis. I'm going to be honest with you.
I mean, I don't hate Bruce Willis, but
I'm not a giant fan of his.
Yeah, you know? I get it.
It would have to be somebody a little older and who is intimidating. And also intelligent, so.
Yeah, because, I mean, I think John Hamm can pull off intimidating.
But maybe it's not old enough.
Right. I mean, they can gray him up a little. Like
Stallone.
No.
I mean, if he was able to change his voice at all, then sure, because.
He actually wouldn't be bad as, I could see it.
Like
visually,
the body.
Yeah.
Yeah, visually, he absolutely could
all right,
be.
I got it.
What you got?
Liam Neeson.
No. We're going to do a voiceover.
Oh, fuck Liam Neeson. That's really good.
I can see it.
Because he's intimidating and also is
the
right
guy taken, right?
Yeah. Buff him up a little bit. That could be a good Magneto.
J.K.
Yeah.
Simmons?
Yeah. David Harbour?
We saw he got buff. Yeah, David Harbour got buff.
So here's your roles for X-Men, right? Stallone as Magneto. Schwarzenegger as X. I just wrote your movie, Disney.
Now put Schwarzenegger in a wheelchair and look.
Cyclops!
At some point, he just finds the strength and stands up.
Right? Just like, no.
Carl Weathers as.
And the thing is, you know, Stallone will keep a helmet on.
Well, no, he can't.
We've already established
Judge
that.
Judge Dredd established that exactly. Years ago. Yeah, no, I think Liam Neeson's probably the best. I agree with her. Liam Neeson's a great choice for Magneto.
Yeah, Liam Neeson
is
solid.
Just add it to his list of
badass
characters.
Portrayals.
Yeah.
The only thing is, like, Liam Neeson, I don't think he has quite the right build for it. Because that's kind of why I thought John Hamm. He's a little stockier.
He is. He's stout. He's stout and he's tall.
Yes.
I don't know how, I'm going to look up how tall Liam Neeson is. I'm kind of
And
curious.
that was the other thing, because, yeah, like, John Hamm is a tall man. I don't think Liam Neeson is, like, above average height, but I don't think he's all that tall.
6'4".
Oh, wow, really?
That's not bad.
I didn't think he was even that tall.
So I think, and he's, what is he, British? He's British, right?
Liam Neeson?
Or is he
Canadian? No.
Is he Scottish? What is he? He's something. He's Irish, isn't he?
I don't know.
Sure he's Irish. Yeah, he's born in Northern Ireland.
Oh.
So him and Fassbender got that going together. They're both Irish.
And he could do an American accent. Like, yeah. I don't know.
I'm fine with it. But who do you get to be X?
That's tough.
Yeah. Maybe I'm looking at you specifically for this one. He has to be in the same age range as Liam Neeson.
I don't know actors very well.
Off the top of my head, Rob Schneider.
No!
Danny DeVito.
Holy shit, Danny DeVito.
Oh, God.
Cyclops.
You broke Lindsay.
That's
I go to Cyclops every time.
Yeah, I'm just in yellow jeans. Goodness.
Here's my number one rule if they do this. Get rid of Jennifer Lawrence. Boot her out of the fucking franchise.
Well, I mean, if they can't keep Michael Fassbender, there's no way I'm okay with them keeping Jennifer Lawrence. I don't think she's bad as Mystique at all.
No, it's just they put too much of an emphasis on her as Mystique.
Yes. Yeah. And I feel like that's not the fault of the actress at that point.
No, it's her fault only in the sense that she got big.
She got super popular. Yeah. So they wanted to feature her. She is the Slimer
to the real Ghostbusters of this franchise. Like, she started off just fine in the background in the first movies. She got big, and now she leads the X-Men in like, the newer movies? Mm-hmm. Fuck out of here.
That's weird. It's Mystique.
It's a B-level villain that, because Jennifer Lawrence is portraying her, you make her all huge. Now, fuck that.
Yeah.
I mean, she was always kind of, like, Magneto's right-hand person.
Which is why I think Rebecca Romijn was much better as Mystique in the old X-Men movies, because she played it perfectly. She was very dangerous. She had one of my favorite lines of all time. You know what that is? Can you guess?
What's that?
When they capture her in the third movie and they call her Raven Darkholm and she says, I don't answer to my slave name.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
She was so good. And she was actually in First Class.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Briefly.
Very briefly.
Very briefly. All right. So I'm excited though about getting X-Men in the universe. Finally.
Yeah.
And maybe we'll finally start seeing like X-Men and Fantastic Four in actual media again.
Yeah.
Because that's been
maybe
a problem
Marvel
lately.
Heroes will come back. Maybe we'll get a new DLC pack for Lego Super Mario. Lego Super Mario Brothers 2.
Yeah.
What is it called? Lego Super Mario.
I don't know what you're mixing up.
Lego Marvel Super Heroes. Yeah.
I think your brain just said no.
Yeah, no, it would be interesting if we finally got Marvel Heroes back now that we can get X-Men and everything in there.
It took six movies. It took six movies for me to finally get Jubilee. Barely.
Who?
I know.
Exactly. Well, now we have to start over again. Now I got to go back
Disney.
To the drawing board.
Okay. Jubilee.
Jubilationly.
Write them
yes,
a letter.
I'm gonna. Yeah, that works so well
she
for
can
net
be
neutrality.
A Disney princess.
I hope Republicans really like Jubilee. No, she's Asian.
No.
So fuck.
Yeah, she's out. No, Disney brings us the first movie they bring us is the '90s team. You got X-Men
I'd
that have
be
been X-Mening for a while.
I mean, that's the best X-Men, in my opinion.
You get Gambit. You get
Jubilee. Yeah, like with the Jim Lee outfits
and
everything.
Uh-huh.
Cyclops with not the swim cap. He's just also... Who do you get to play Cyclops? Because they keep getting these little stick boys to portray Cyclops.
Ryan Reynolds.
Yes.
He's already...
Ryan Reynolds
He is already
so
a character in that universe.
No, it's fine.
And
he can play both. Because every Cyclops they get, too, is, like, ugly as shit.
Oh.
Whoa!
Yeah.
Uh-uh.
Yep.
No.
Let me guess, James Marsden?
I like James Marsden. Shut up.
No.
I,
oh, shit. The cat fight's starting again. Every week.
No.
Now I'm trying to think, because, yeah, that's another person. Like, you need someone tall.
Get John Hamm for Cyclops.
Oh, Arnold he's too Schwarzenegger old for Cyclops.
God damn it.
I mean, even if we did the X-Men cartoon version, I think John Hamm's a little old for that version
right,
of Cyclops.
Now I'm looking up John Hamm. Goddamn, John Hamm's right in the middle. Too young to be Magneto, too old to be Cyclops.
Because, well, I mean, I don't think he's too young to be Magneto.
I know, right?
Like, John Hamm's in his late 40s, I think.
Yeah, late 40s.
Yeah. That's.
Does he have, how tall does he have to be?
Well, I mean, then again,
John Hamm's
tall.
Only 6'2".
Oh, really?
I did not know that.
I thought he was much taller than that. He just has that presence about him.
He, all right, so I could seriously imagine a visor on John Hamm. Like, he looks, he's kind of like Batman, where I heard, I think it was Roger Ebert said that the best way to judge Batman's is by how their chin looks, you know, with
the suit
mask, on. Right.
Yeah.
I'm looking at his chin, and that's straight up Cyclops chin.
Well, you heard John Hamm is gunning real hard for that Batman job, right?
He should. Oh, fuck. Well, if they get him for Batman, so long.
Yeah, he's done.
I mean, well, then again, Ryan Reynolds was Green Lantern.
That we don't talk about
and
that.
And Deadpool. Right.
I didn't think he was even that bad as Green Lantern.
Well, how old is Cyclops supposed to be?
How old is he? I'm looking that up right now, actually.
Because I think
I mean,
Dylan
in the
O'Brien,
cartoon, he's like in his like late or mid to late 20s.
The Maze Runner. I think Dylan O'Brien would be pretty good.
All right, I'm looking it up here.
Which one was that? I've seen the Maze Runner, character. But I don't remember. Oh, yeah. Yeah, it wouldn't be bad.
Whoever it is, they have to have a presence. The thing I didn't like about James Marsden and this little shitbird that they got to play him in
they
the new movie.
They blend in too easy.
Well, it's because he's a kid. Like, I'll let that one pass. But, you know, James Marsden was like just this.
He was a good Cyclops, but he was like a whiny,
yeah,
bitchy
I'll admit
Cyclops.
That. But
I mean, he was a great X-Men Evolution Cyclops.
What Cyclops did you say before?
James Marsden. Oh.
That was the one in the original trilogy.
Yeah, and I'm pretty sure
it's like they got Wolverine so good with Hugh Jackman.
Yes, no, they knocked it out.
Hugh Jackman ended up doing really, really well with that role.
Well, let me phrase that. Hugh Jackman made Wolverine so much better.
Yes,
because I never liked the original.
I didn't
Wolverine.
Like Wolverine
he was like
originally either.
5'1".
Uh-huh.
Yeah, he's supposed to be like 5'3" or something like that. He's supposed to be short, really hairy, very stocky.
Right.
Yep.
But Hugh Jackman took it and made it so much better. But the opposite, like they never got Cyclops right. He was never the commanding leader that he should have been.
Because I honestly think that Hugh Jackman would have been a phenomenal Cyclops.
Yeah. Well, Hugh Jackman would have been a good any of them.
Mm-hmm. It's true.
They should have done like Eddie Murphy in The Nutty Professor and just had Hugh Jackman play every role.
No.
But yeah, I mean, I because Hugh Jackman is like 6'2 or 6'3, something like that. Mm-hmm. They actually had a lot of clever camera angles to make him
shorter.
Yeah, to make him look shorter.
I'm going to.
But like, I didn't like Anna Paquin as Rogue.
Not really. And I like Anna Paquin.
I do. I love Anna Paquin.
But she was, well, the reason I hated it is because they got the timeline all messed up. This is,
the
best part about this is that they now have a chance to fix the timeline. Because in the original timeline, like Emma Frost was back in the 50s or 60s or whatever.
No.
Yeah.
And that's,
I mean, technically she was in the Hellfire Club, but the comics don't really have a timeline because you know how comics are.
The timeline gets kind of,
it changes all the time.
Yeah, it kind of moved around a lot.
But like, Gambit was in the Wolverine Origins movie, which was in the 80s, mm-hmm. as a full-grown adult.
And Rogue yet Rogue's a little kid.
She was a teenager in the newer movies, which means that if they had hooked up, it would have been a Roy Moore situation, where she would have been Gambit was banned from the mall because he kept going to pick on Rogue.
But now I do ask you, because we're doing X-Men, so we have to have Magneto.
Yeah.
Like, that just kind of has to happen. So my question, how are we going to resolve the fact that you know, current timeline is 2017.
Yeah.
And we
I know where you're going with this.
Magneto to be a Holocaust survivor.
Yeah, because that was one of that was one of the best parts of his
character
was that
yeah.
he knew what evil.
Yeah, I mean that's why.
All right, so I'm gonna throw it out.
So what about some of the stuff with like Planet M? Like,
well, hold on. I'm gonna throw something out. You're gonna think I'm crazy. Hear me out. What if we make Magneto black?
Oh, and then
like
have
a
it
new
as
Magneto?
Yeah.
Basically, as survivor, like the civil rights movement?
Civil rights movement, or just seeing how humans treat other humans who look differently. It's, because Magneto and Xavier were supposed to be
Martin Luther King and Malcolm X. Yeah.
So why not?
Okay.
Yeah, I mean.
Yeah.
There was an allegory between the two.
Yeah. I think a black Magneto would be a great idea. And think of all the people that you could get to play that. I'm sure you can think of some right now.
Elba.
Especially with the timelines coming up.
But damn.
Because me and one of my coworkers had a discussion about this today. That the
Morgan Freeman,
Jake. Current directors are very...
Terry Crews is too happy to be Magneto.
I'm listening to you, Lindsay.
They're not being subtle that with Infinity Wars, characters are going to die and other characters are going to come into those roles, like in the comics, mm-hmm. as far as that goes. So it would be another one of those options of bringing in something different.
In fact, you could have Magneto and Professor X both be black and really push the whole Malcolm X and Martin Luther King thing. Angle. Because, you know, I mean, who has had it worse in America in the past 100 years than African Americans?
Japanese had a real rough time there for a minute. African Americans absolutely still get number one.
Anyone that's not white, Jesse.
That's really true.
Magneto, a woman. Like, play off what we are really seeing right now of this progression in America of trying to, you know, atone for our sins.
But can you imagine the riots that would happen?
Remember when they picked Michael Clark Duncan to be Kingpin?
Oh, but he was so good.
But everyone complained, like, well, Kingpin ain't black.
I mean, in complete fairness, though, back then, there weren't near as many comic book fans. Like, we were still a niche group.
Or more recently, when they thought Zendaya was going to be Mary Jane, and everyone threw a fit because Mary Jane's supposed to be white. What does it matter? Like, what does it matter?
Yeah. No, it's, I don't know. I say there's going to be riots, but yeah, no, people are absolutely going to be angry if they did that. I don't think it's a bad idea to make Magneto a black guy, because it will be really hard to get someone. Because if you think, you know, he was, even if you say he was a 10-year-old during World War II as a Holocaust survivor,
it's still
like, I mean, he was still, that means he was born in the 30s at best.
Yeah. Samuel L. Jackson.
Ooh.
As Magneto.
He's already Fury. And Idris Elba. Well, I mean, and also, like, I'm surprised you didn't call me out. Idris Elba's also already,
I don't know.
Oh, God,
his name.
I can't remember his name.
Starts with an H, doesn't
it? Yeah,
it
does.
Heindel. Yeah, I was about to say Heidenreich. That one, right? Denzel Washington.
Who?
As Magneto.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Sold. Done. We're good. Move on. Magneto.
Magneto has been cast.
But if it was a woman, who would you do?
Sigourney Weaver? No. She's already been in Daredevil.
She would have been a good choice, though. Yeah. I like her a lot.
It's cool. I'll play her.
You'll be the new Magneto?
Yeah.
Oh, then people will just bitch more.
She's
like,
so short
and tiny. Oh, that's a woman playing Magneto? What's she use her metal powers for? Cooking?
I'm going to rename her Magneta.
Magneta! Son of a bitch.
Or Polaris. Magenta.
True.
Because that's what they did. We had the female Magneto, Magneto's daughter.
Who? Because Denzel Washington's an amazing actor, and he can be threatening.
The
clip was from the movie Fences, where he's talking to the kid about. I'm done. Good night, folks. I'm out of here. I fixed the universe.
Yeah, no, because Denzel, like, yeah, he absolutely could do it. Because the thing about Magneto is not like he's intimidating just by standing. And just in the way he talks is,
but at
like,
the same time, he's still cultured. It's not just like thuggish.
Yeah, because he's still like this smooth, like talkative, like at least that's always been my Magneto. Just this
you've got that
wise, talkative, just charisma. Okay. Where you're like, all right, no, I'm pretty sure that you could destroy me, and you probably will. But I love listening to you talk.
Is there going to be a problem if you have Denzel Washington as Magneto that his evil organization is called the Brotherhood?
The Brotherhood of Evil Mutants. They're
okay,
certainly going to change that.
I could now see people being upset that the most evil person in the universe is black.
They also, like, I mean, if they make Magneto black, then they'll have to do Xavier Black as well.
I think so.
Yeah. Otherwise, it wouldn't make any sense otherwise.
I don't know. I think Morgan Freeman, Jake is whispering Morgan Freeman. I think Morgan Freeman's maybe a little too old.
Yeah.
Because he's in his 80s at this point.
Yeah, I don't know if he could pull, like, 15 years ago, he could probably do Xavier pretty well. But
I'd
at this point, I don't know.
Don Cheadle, but he's in.
Yeah, he's already War Machine.
Yeah.
Plus, have you seen Don Cheadle lately?
I have not.
He's not looking great. They might end up having to recast War Machine again.
Really?
Speaking of.
Lawrence Fishburne.
Ooh.
Huh?
For War Machine, maybe. Or Xavier now?
Xavier.
Xavier.
Yeah. Because just think, Morpheus, basically is kind of Charles Xavier, he would fit the role.
Honestly, Lawrence Fishburne as Magneto would work really well, too.
Just switch
you
them
could,
around.
Yeah, I was about to say, you could have Lawrence Fishburne as Magneto and Denzel as Xavier.
I'm super excited about this casting, and I wish someone was listening to us.
Yeah, I know, I do, right? Too. Yeah, no, I would absolutely watch the crap out of that. Lawrence Fishburne as Magneto, Denzel Washington as Xavier, because he could pull off either of them.
Yeah.
John Hamm as Cyclops. Damn how old he is. Don't care. He's wearing a visor anyway. Who cares? You have to have a woman to play Jean. Obviously, that's not a teenager, so Sophie Turner's gone. Otherwise, that's creepy.
Or unless we do First Class. Because we can do First Class.
But they would have to do young.
Well, yeah, I mean, we just wouldn't have to. We wouldn't be able to have John Hamm.
Right, you'd have to get a younger guy to play John Hamm, yeah. But I don't want them to do that. Like
a
you
younger
said,
guy to play John Hamm.
you mentioned, yeah, do the 90s X-Men. I'd rather have Cyclops be a full-grown adult and then let Jubilee
be the kid.
Be the kid. Like, she's supposed to be in, you know.
Yeah, I mean, like, I would be okay with you running with an established cast. Basically, kind of how they did with Spider-Man.
Right.
Like, and once we got Spider-Man, like, he's already been Spider-Maning for a while.
We're like, it's been long
Spider-Man
enough.
Is the new term,
this is Spider-Man. You know Spider-Man. We're going.
Right. Like, we're moving past it. Same thing with X-Men. Like, you've gotten two sets of origin movies on X-Men.
If you don't know who the X-Men are at this point.
You just don't care.
Yeah.
Like, so, just Google it real quick. There's not going to be a whole lot you're missing.
I guess the other thing is, would you automatically put the X-Men into the universe, or do you give them their own standalone movie to establish them,
maybe,
even if you don't explain
them? And maybe
them?
Have the stuff with the Avengers going on in the background, like news reports or something, so that you know it's the same.
Or weren't they on their own planet for a while?
No, they were thinking about doing that, and then they stopped because the comic book fans got real upset about it.
As they should.
Yeah. So instead, they just went to limbo for a minute.
I hate that the only reason we're getting X-Men back is because Marvel and Disney can make money on it again. Like, that upsets me. Like, they don't give a shit about the characters, clearly.
Yeah, the one problem that we might end up having with Disney acquiring Fox is that Fox kind of opened the door for the R-rated movies with, like, Deadpool and Logan.
Yeah.
And they were phenomenal. And when you have characters like that, you need those R ratings.
So I think with Wolverine, R rating isn't required. It's welcome, but it's not required. But Deadpool, you definitely need the R-rated.
Absolutely. And the thing is, like, if you get an R-rated film, then, like, that really eats into your profits on, like, merchandising. It makes
the
it
toys.
Harder. Yeah, you can't sell the toys because it's...
You can only do collector stuff, really.
But right. To be fair, when was the last time you saw, like, an X-Men toy?
I know.
You know? Yeah. Like, other than, like, some of the Legends figures that came out. And I'd have to ask Dalton about this. He would know better than me. But I remember they had a whole, like, X-Men Legends series, but I haven't seen them in forever. Like, I feel like they've pretty much just abandoned the X-Men as a whole.
I mean, the Legends still does X-Men for sure. Like, I'm pretty sure that we've gotten at least two in the last year.
Yeah, because I remember you being mad that the Jubilee was a Build-A-Figure.
But that was years. That was like 8 years ago.
That was
when,
like,
Hastings
was
still open.
That was like 4 years ago.
But Fox, Fox has had X-Men for a long time.
Uh-huh.
When did Marvel stop supporting X-Men? Because it wasn't – Fox has had it for so long. When did they turn and go, ah, never mind, we're not going to support you?
Once the MCU got super popular.
Oh, yeah.
And then they needed – yeah, they didn't want the brand confusion. They wanted to be able to monetize. Like, yeah, no, that it started happening when the MCU started making them buku bucks.
And then they couldn't include the X-Men in the MCU.
Yeah, and it may have also had something to do with Disney.
Gave
like,
rise
that
to
wouldn't
the
surprise me.
Inhumans.
And the like there are like having the Inhumans getting popularized had some great effects in the comic books because it just gave us, you know, more varied, like a little bit more interesting characters.
Well, weren't the Inhumans just mutants but not called mutants?
I mean, they kind of are.
Because could we just not maybe rename them and just go like, oh, they're not Inhumans, we're mutants, call us mutants or something like that, like, or maybe even call the X-Men Inhumans instead of mutants if you really want to be a dick about it.
Nah,
or be like, yeah, we're
that.
The same, but no, we're this.
Just have the X-Men wipe out the Inhumans in one shot.
Well, because right. See, like, I mean, obviously, you know the big difference. Like, Inhumans have Kree DNA versus mutants who are humans, but just...
Which is just a better story, was the humans, the mutants.
It's an evolution.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, I mean, I'm fine with it. But, yeah, I don't know how they're going to handle it. Like, my guess, and I mentioned this on Nerd Up.
Or they just ignore it.
Yeah.
Basically, what they're going to go with, like, they're just going to have these Inhumans popping up all over the place, and they're going to find out they don't have Kree DNA. They never came in contact with the, the Terrigen stuff. They just started manifesting powers, and then, like, they start investigating and finding out that there are just people that have this gene that's giving them special powers.
Would you say the gene is gray? Mandy, who's your favorite X-Man? Go.
Cyclops.
Good choice.
Probably.
He's
yeah.
the most handsome.
I don't know. I like Kitty Pryde, too.
I like Kitty.
And Storm.
So in the Spider-Gwen universe.
And Gambit. I Jesus. Do like Gambit. And Nightcrawler.
So the
X-Men.
I think
I'm done.
You like the X-Men.
No, not all of them.
Who's your least favorite X-Man? Don't say Jubilee. Don't listen to Jake.
Beast or Wolverine?
Aww.
Really, Beast?
Yeah. Love Beast.
So how are you going to recast Beast? Because like Kelsey Grammer was
Can
the best
Can we bring back
Beast.
Kelsey Grammer?
Yeah, exactly.
I know, right?
Because he really was just a phenomenal Beast.
Nicholas Holt's not bad as Beast.
No.
But
no.
it's like a young Beast.
Yeah. Exactly. Like, all the Beast. Kids they got, every single person they got for the young people.
Is great.
Is phenomenal.
Yeah.
It was just the original casting from the original trilogy. Hugh Jackman turned out great, and obviously Patrick Stewart as Xavier was awesome. I didn't really like any other casting. Like, no. Jean Grey was okay.
Famke Janssen as Jean Grey was odd. That was just an odd choice for Jean.
And I mean, Kelsey Grammer as Beast was incredible.
Yeah.
I like Ben Foster as Angel, even though it was a terrible story. But then again, it was a terrible story for him in the new one, too.
Yeah.
He went from, like, rich boy who didn't want to be a freak to cage fighter.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Sure. Wasn't it Ellen Page was Kitty, right?
In the original trilogy, yeah.
Yeah, I liked her as that.
Yeah. Vinny Jones is the Juggernaut.
Oh, God.
Oh, God.
Juggernaut, bitch.
Psylocke, and then Psylocke.
Yeah.
I kind of I liked Storm in the first two, but then when she caught Halle Berry, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I like when she, like, chopped her hair off in the third one.
Well,
it's because
everyone complained about her wigs in the first two.
Yeah.
And then everyone complained about her in general. Because if you go back and watch the first movie, she tried for, like, an African accent.
Mm-hmm.
But she dropped it very quickly in the later movies.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah, they just kind of like glossed over it like that never happened.
Yeah. No, she just she was sick that day. She was sick during that. I didn't like the original casting either. Although Tyler Mayne as Sabretooth was good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Visually.
Liev Schreiber was a way better Sabretooth.
So Sabretooth, the look was better with Tyler Mayne because he looked like Sabretooth. He's big. Maybe cut his hair a little bit.
The character was better with the second version.
But Liev Schreiber was a better, like, because Sabretooth isn't a big dummy.
No.
Right.
You know? But goddamn, how do you pull off, we always talk about how you pull off the comic book looks in the movies. Mm-hmm. How do you pull off Sabretooth's?
Nope. Because, his 90s look.
Skin tight, skin tight cloth. Then
the
a
lion
fur
mane.
Could you imagine if they did that with Pyro?
Oh, God. With the little, the mustard and ketchup outfit. Yeah.
And the flamethrower cannons.
So not all of those 90s outfits were good, for the record.
No, the villains looked particularly awful.
Except Magneto.
Oh, yeah.
As a kid, I hated the pink. Because I was like, he's supposed to be the bad guy. Why does he wear pink? And
it's
now it's like the
red.
Pink was
badass. It was red and purple.
Yeah, that's what I said. Pink.
Wait a minute. Lindsay Shannon might be colorblind.
I'm starting to wonder.
Purple's what I meant. I forgot that was a color. Nobody likes purple.
I like purple.
I like purple.
I like purple.
Krista likes purple.
Krista loves purple. Somewhere she's angry and she has no idea why.
Oh, she knows why. She finally got out of that pyramid. Fucking Indiana Jones in it over there.
So she, anyway, that classic Magneto, that's a great costume.
I actually hated when you remember Marvel Heroes?
Mm-hmm.
They didn't give him the purple outfit at first. He had the Marvel Now outfit and it was the black and the white outfit. I hated that.
I think that outfit looks awesome too.
It was awesome, but I couldn't wait till they put the purple in there because the purple was like the Magneto.
I liked his Evolution look with black with a little bit of purple and red here and there.
Nobody likes Evolution.
I like Evolution.
I love X-Men Evolution. Whoa, that's a flip the table.
I also liked X-Men Evolution.
Oh, my God.
But, I mean, if you stack X-Men Evolution up next to the 90s X-Men show.
It doesn't shine.
It's like comparing.
But I still liked
it's
it.
It's like Brave and the Bold versus Batman the Animated Series. Mm-mm.
No. Not even close.
I'm sorry, I like the cheese factor in Evolution sometimes.
No, like I
liked how Nightcrawler had like a button he could press to look human or whatever.
It wasn't a button, he had a holographic watch.
Yeah.
A holographic watch.
Yes.
True story.
Fuck that. Fuck that.
Just like Kirby
I just didn't like the idea that they were going to, like, after they became X-Men, they were going to a regular high school.
Yeah.
Like, that always bothered me
a little
bit.
That's a bad idea.
Yeah.
I mean, and they showed in the show why it was a bad idea. Over and over again.
Yeah.
Oh, Cyclops took out the whole field again? Whoops. This just keeps happening.
And then you got Toad, just like, you're not going to get this kid some counseling, that hops around.
And he's just hopping around and licking everything.
Like, or the blob.
Oh, yeah. No, that clearly needed to go into life.
Or they clearly look sickly. Because, I mean, his skin was like green.
Yeah. And Blob needed to go to fat camp. That kid needed T.D. Jakes. He was going to die.
D.D. Jakes?
T.D. Jakes.
T.D. Jakes. Yeah. Okay, I have no idea what that is.
It's awesome. Dr. Phil Regular. Oh. Now, Blob.
Now, why do you eat, son?
Oh, God. That was my... So, the X-Men Origins Wolverine movie was terrible. And there are a lot of terrible parts of it. My least favorite, though, was when the Blob became the Blob. And he's fighting Wolverine. And Wolverine goes, oh, give me a break, bub. And he turns around and goes, you call me Blob? Like, goddamn, dude. You're stretching for that shit. Uh-huh.
They really did. Like, I wanted to ask the, you know, the writers, did you hurt yourself with that stretch? Did you pull something?
I didn't know you put the Fantastic Four in this movie. Oh. Mr. Fantastic was definitely working on that cast. So, anyway. Oh, at least we're excited about the new thing, and hopefully we'll get some good X-Men movies out of it.
I mean, I'm sure we will. Like, so far the MCU hasn't put out anything, like, objectively bad.
I'm thinking. The Hulk movie?
I mean,
that was technically still really early,
was DreamWorks.
But that was
Not DreamWorks. Universal?
But that was still in the MCU, wasn't it? Wasn't that one of the first ones?
Technically, it's in the Universal.
Yeah.
Or Universal. That's who owns it. It was a Universal Pictures. It was technically in the MCU, but Universal Pictures was in charge of it.
Gotcha. And it wasn't even that bad of a movie.
No.
It's just of the ones they put out, that's probably the worst.
It was just weird.
That was the weakest.
Yeah.
Yeah, because Universal Studios has that deal where their contract with Marvel is that they have the Hulk for Hulk solo films.
Do they still?
Yes.
Is that why we haven't seen a Hulk solo film?
Yes. Like that. I mean,
plus,
that's exactly
Hulk's
why.
Really fucking boring.
Oh, that's not true.
In his own films, like
I didn't really care for either.
I mean, I know you like the Bruce Banner movies. Not Bruce Banner.
What? Eric Banner.
Eric Banner. Bruce Banner is the Hulk.
Eric
Banner
is Bruce Banner. Saying?
Eric Banner.
I did like
yeah.
it, but I think part of the reason I liked it so much because everyone else hated it. But it was directed by Ang Lee, and I really like Ang Lee. I thought the comic book style was really cool. The CG was pretty bad, but
the comic book style is what threw me off.
But how do you not like Nick Nolte in that film? Because that gave us that mugshot. You know what mugshot I'm talking about.
I do.
All right.
But no, I mean, I honestly liked the Ed Norton movie.
It wasn't terrible. It's just
like I enjoyed that film, and
it was just there.
Yeah, it didn't wow me. Hulk. Because, I mean, that came out, and then you had Iron Man was the next one.
Iron Man reset the franchise. Iron Man reset the universe. It raised the bar. Yeah.
I mean, that blew everybody's socks right off.
Yeah. Can you remember the first good comic book movie? No. Good guess. The clear answer is Blade.
Oh, yeah.
I thought you were going to go back to Punisher.
I liked The Punisher, but it wasn't great.
Oh, Punisher also, because I also liked the first Spider-Man movie and the first Punisher. Oh, no, the first Punisher was...
I'm talking about 80s Punisher. Dolph Lundgren.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah,
where
no,
he
I didn't
walked
like that
around
movie
naked
much.
In the sewers a lot.
I love Dolph Lundgren as the Punisher back in the 80s, but
you know
that
what
movie
made that,
wasn't that great.
If they had just put the goddamn skull on him one time, I would have liked it better, but never had the skull on the entire
That's
movie.
Weird.
I hate that. But I think Blade was like the first good comic book movie.
Blade was really, really good.
I liked the whole Blade trilogy up till the third one wasn't that great, but.
Third one was not that great.
Well, now you bring Blade back and Jubilee can be a vampire with him.
No, cause he'll kill her. Is Blade in the MCU?
They're talking about putting him in something. Because yeah, I mean, Marvel has the property. They can do something with him. A lot of people were thinking it was going to be a Netflix show or something down the line.
Isn't Morbius getting his own movie?
Possibly, but that's Sony, since he's a Spider-Man villain.
Sony does still have Spider-Man, don't they?
Mm-hmm.
They just made deals, so.
Yep.
But the deal ends with Infinity War, doesn't it? Or is there one more after that?
I mean, Tom Holland's Spider-Man is the deal with Sony. So as long as Tom Holland is Spider-Man, I assume Sony's got it, or MCU and Sony are working together. And I don't see why Sony would ever try to break that. Because
they don't want to make money?
Yeah, that would be the only reason. Because, yeah, they did almost nothing on that Homecoming movie and just raked in the dough on it.
Yeah, it's a freebie.
Yeah, that made them, like, a silly amount of money.
We gotta get out of here. We are done for the night. I want to talk more about this, and I'm sure you guys will talk more about it on Nerd Up.
Yeah.
This Sunday, probably.
Without a doubt.
With Asa and Dalton. I'd love to hear their thoughts on this. And Mandy again, of course, probably. Maybe. Maybe not. I don't know.
Okay. If they let me get words in.
Okay, Chad. Okay.
Okay.
No one gets that reference. Okay. It's SNL. I think I got his name right. It's Pete Davidson. I don't know. I got to get out of here. You guys have a great night. We'll see you back on Sunday with Nerd Up. We're going to hit you with the usual plugs real quick, Jesse, and that is going to Podzilla1985.com. If you want to listen to the old episodes, go to Facebook.com/Podzilla1985. Give us a like, interact with us, and then, of course, Patreon.com/Podzilla1985 if you'd like to donate to us. I also want to mention that Blogzilla1985.com was updated today with two articles. Lindsay wrote an article about her 10 favorite Animal Crossing villagers, which is a fun article that you should go read and smile. Then if you want to do the opposite, you read my article about why it's difficult to be a white person. It's not what you think. I read it on lunch today. I specifically point out.
You said if you go back past the title or something.
Yeah, if you read through the story or the article, you'll realize why the title makes sense. So that's all I'll say. If you guys are now going like, oh, Shannon, I hate you, go read the article and then shut your fucking mouth. Anyway, we'll see you guys on Sunday. Have a great weekend. Jesse, say goodnight to everybody because they hate me now.
Night, everybody. #BeLikeZane.
Be like Zane.
Derek, because we just said Derek was awesome.
He voted for Trump. Good night, everybody.